In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christos anesti.
Aleikos anesti.
Christos voskrese.
Voistinu voskrese.
I want to talk to you about the most important day of the year, the saddest day of the year, and the happiest day of the year. It's not actually symmetrical. I think there should be many, many happy days of the year, so that you could not really pick a happiest one. But as far as the most important day of the year, you've heard me speak of it before. I think it's very important. And that is Thomas Sunday and the vigil for Thomas Sunday. More symbolic, really, than anything else. But it's very important that we understand that life is complicated and difficult because of our sins, and that we sometimes, most of the time, are looking through the glass darkly, and that if we endure, if we have faith, if we just hold on to that thing that is burning in our hearts, as Luke and Cleopas had on the way to Emmaus, then we'll be saved. Thomas blundered. He didn't believe the Lord was resurrected. That was wrong. He not only blundered by not believing his friends that he'd been with for 3 years, but he also blundered by absolutely saying, "I won't believe. No way." But he stuck around. And because he stuck around, the Lord enlightened him. And he was the first to confess the theological dogma that our Lord is God and man. So the most important day of the year is Thomas Sunday for a lot of people, because they come on Pascha, or they even come at 3:30 on Pascha to get their basket blessed. But they don't come on Thomas Sunday. That's a sad thing that they don't do that. Because Christianity is not just celebrations. Christianity is the changing of the heart. And Christianity is to be the ones of which the Lord says, "Everyone else is going away from me. Are you going to go too?" And we answer, "No, you have the words of life." In my life, I've seen a lot of difficulties. I've had a lot of hard moments, but I've never disbelieved. I've never given up. And I'm talking mostly to my blood here, and I hope that you have that in your blood. Never give up. No matter how hard it is, no matter what your sin is, or what the difficulty in your life is, never give up. Be like Thomas. Even if you can't quite believe, don't let that stop you from sticking with the Lord. That's why I say St. Thomas Sunday is the most important Sunday of the year. Most people are completely oblivious to it. They're back to what they normally do in their daily lives. Even people that come to church regularly, they're back to their normal daily lives. Instead of understanding that grace has visited, the light has come, and they only perceived a small amount. Now, if you perceive a small amount of grace, you should be hungry for more. It was all available on Pascha. It's all available every day. And yet we have so little of it that we hold on to. Let me talk to you about the saddest day of the year. That is coming up today. And that is when, in Vespers, we sing a hymn that says, "The doors being shut," and then we shut the doors to the iconostas, the royal doors and the two diaconal doors. And the symbolism is that God wants to bestow his grace on us completely. He's not shutting us out. We're shutting him out. The doors being shut, of course, to the altar, which is a symbol of the Holy of Holies, where God was present to the Jews. Of course, now God has always been present everywhere, but to the Jews, especially in the Holy of Holies. And the altar reminds us of this, and that our God is a consuming fire. And when the doors are shut, we no longer can see easily within the iconostasis. Of course, some churches have done away with an iconostasis because they don't understand this very important theological point. Or they've made an iconostasis to be like a little screen so that there's really sort of an egalitarianism about them. The iconostasis is not to hide what the elite clergy are doing. The iconostasis is to show that we have a barrier between us and God. It's part of that. It's not the only reason for the iconostasis. But on St. Thomas Saturday, that's what I think. When the doors are closed, I think they shouldn't have to be closed. We should be able to be open to God all the time. And that's sad. If any of you have read from the works about St. Siloam, I recommend, when you get old enough, some of you, to read about him. And he lamented every day of his life the fall of Adam. And I remember the fall of Adam when the doors are closed. It's a sad moment. It's not a sad moment like I'm bereft of comfort, because actually I know that someday the doors will be opened forever. In fact, there won't be any doors. They'll just be God and us. But until then, we remember that we cannot be holy in the presence of God. It's just not possible for us right now. So we spend a week for Pascha, not fasting, being in one day, and celebrating the liturgy, hopefully daily, which I was able to accomplish this year, and trying to remain in that moment of Pascha. But then it has to come to an end, not because God requires it, but because our own nature requires it. Our own nature does not allow us to be in the presence of God all the time. So that's a sad day. But it should be a motivating day. There's two kinds of sadness, you know, in the world. There's sadness that leads to God, and there's sadness that leads away. Sadness because a person doesn't get what they want, or they don't think their life is as it should be. They don't think they're rich enough or have a pretty enough wife or have a good enough job or something of that nature. That sadness, that doesn't lead to God. But the sadness that we are in the presence of the Almighty and we don't perceive Him as we should, that sadness leads to God. Now let me tell you about the happiest day of the year. And that's not just one day. That should be many days. The happiest day of the year, for me, is generally not Pascha. Pascha is actually one of the most difficult days of the year for me because of my rather odd temperament. Holy Saturday and Holy Friday, they are among the happiest days of the year. And other days as well. And the central point in the happiest days of the year is when we feel God touch us. When we feel the hand of the Almighty upon us, when we feel compunction in our hearts, when we feel something bigger than us, too big for us, and yet somehow that which is so big fits within us. For me, those happy days are when something happens with someone that is truly wonderful. Small things that wouldn't be written about in a newspaper. In fact, most of the things I wouldn't even tell anybody because they're private and even under the seal of confession sometimes. But when I see God work in my life, when I see God work in someone else's life, that's the happiest day of the year. And like I said, that should happen many, many times. Now, you children, what I'm saying to you right now You're all pretty smart, but you don't understand this yet, because this is something that you'll grow into. But when you get older, I hope that your heart will burn for God and you will feel a deficit that you cannot be always in the presence of God because of your sins. And that you have a softness and a understanding of spiritual things such that when you see something happen in a person's soul, you perceive it and you rejoice because of it. That to me is the greatest happiness. Holidays never have impressed me. But when the heart changes, that is what impresses me. And I see that often. So fortunately, I have many happy days when I see the soul change. That is the happiest day of the year. Now, if we were perfectly in Christ, our soul would be continually changing every moment. It would never be going towards darkness. It would never have coldness in it. It would never have the ignorance in it that we so often have. So our happiness is in bits and pieces. It's not complete. It's not continuous. But it will be. That's a truth. It will be. That's what I'm looking forward to, where the doors are never closed. Tonight we'll close them. I hope you'll be there for that. I hope that you will feel sad when that happens. And that sadness will lead you to have burning love for God and desire to have your heart completely changed, to have your doors always open, because God's doors always are open. May God help us to find paradise. God bless you.